Hello, everybody out there. Welcome to the Res Birds podcast, first edition.
Goddamn good KFC chicken.
I am Paige.
I am Plant.
I am Bonham.
I'm Big Penis Jonesy.
Sounds good. Let's get rolling. What's the first topic?
So the first topic tonight is Donald Trump's rise to power here with the Republican right. Thoughts. What do we think of this Donald Trump character? I mean, we don't give a fuck. We're in Canada, but what do we think?
I can't believe he's even on the ballot. I don't even get that. We're all doomed.
I don't know how Americans are that.
No, how's the guy even in the lead? He's leading the polls right now.
Like masochistic.
He just says stupid-ass things and he's leading.
I don't know how Americans want that kind of punishment to their system, to their psyche, to their brains, to their life. I don't get it. The Trump comedy factor is fine, but when we talked about real policies,
he's ripe for this. That's all I know. He won't win. I don't believe he will win. I don't think he's good enough. I think at the end of that, Jeb Bush is going to get in. Trump's good for entertainment. That's what I think.
Then Trump's just kind of leading the Republican Party, just giving them exposure for the
moment?
That's true.
I think Trump has a shot of winning. I don't think Trump has a shot of winning the presidency. I think Trump has a shot of winning the Republican nomination and then running for president. I don't think there's anybody that's... Who's going to defeat him? Not Jeb Bush.
But what are...
Carson.
What are Trump's ties to the Illuminati, and that's going to help him? Do we know what these ties are? Or?
Exactly.
I believe he blew one of the Illuminati to get where he is. You don't get up that high without
the
blowing
lizard
someone.
The Lizard King,
I like that.
How does his hair fit into the whole thing?
How does the Illuminati sponsoring his hair?
That's the front comb over.
And the fucking Birkenberg group, or whatever that group is called over in London. Whatever they're called. Bilderberg.
Oh, yeah.
The Bilderbergs. Or
I don't know what that is. I'm not up to
it's like another Illuminati.
It's another Illuminati.
Theories. I'm not keeping my conspiracy theories lately.
Trump's just good for bullshit. Really. That's one reason I brought him up. I don't really care. I know he won't win. He's never going to get nowhere near it. But he is kind of weird. That's what I think about him. He's funny to watch. He's a racist. He's fucking homophobic. Pro-gun. He's basically everything, the worst thing that could be
women,
in one thing. He's that
calls
guy.
Women dogs and whores and everything else you could possibly
made fun of a disabled person the other day.
Did make fun of a disabled person. That did happen.
I don't know how that guy is staying in power. See, if he can do that kind of stuff, you don't have to worry about HR.
But he's super rich, right? I'm not super rich. I mean, I still got to pay a mortgage.
He's beyond HR.
He's beyond HR.
Yes, he's beyond that. I mean, and he's actually leading because he does those dumbass things.
Just for the record, Mr. Jones doesn't want to get in trouble with HR, so he's not going to talk about anybody's body types or body parts or where he works or like circumcision or stuff like that.
He says he's poor, but he's drinking Heineken.
Fucking lying.
He's putting up Sam Adams later, so whatever.
He drinks those high-end beers.
Highfalutin.
Get some imported to his house.
Highfalutin Resburg.
HR doesn't know about that.
Okay, so Donald Trump's not going to win. He's going to lose to Hillary anyway. It doesn't make a difference.
So that was the first short sheet.
Bernie Sanders.
So now we're going around. So now it goes over to...
Okay, Bernie Sanders. Does he have a chance? Do you think Bernie Sanders has a chance?
Yes.
I think he does.
I think Bernie Sanders is going to win.
I think Bernie Sanders will give a good run, but I think once they get to the actual... voting part of it for the Democrats, and everybody sees how far Hillary's up ahead, they'll jump all their votes onto Hillary's side, and then they'll dump Bernie Sanders. Because America is not idealistic. America wants to be idealistic. They pretend they're idealistic, but they're really not. They'll really go with who has the most power, who has the most money, who has the most prestige, and that's who they're going to back.
The Illuminati backs Hillary. We know that.
The Illuminati backs Hillary and Al Gore and the filthy 15. But they won't. Obama was a different thing because Obama was the first black president ever and he had all the momentum and nobody wanted Hillary at that time. They would rather choose the man. But now that Hillary has proven herself the last whatever years, I think she's going to. I don't think people want Bernie Sanders. They see him as old.
They're going to vote on fear. That's what I think. Hillary is almost a sure bet. Bernie's a risk. He's a big risk. So that's you vote true. For Bernie, you're taking a big risk. Can this guy do it? Can he beat those Republicans? Because he's really to the left, and they're really to the right. There's no middle.
There is no real
between
middle.
Those groups.
Problem, yeah. He's too nice.
I don't think he's too nice. He's a little too controversial.
For America.
For America.
Yeah.
But he sure got ground support.
He's got better hair. He's got nice hair.
He's got nice hair.
He says the right things.
Nice hair, though.
Nice hair. He's got young person support. He doesn't have money support. That's going to be
that's his weakness.
His big issue. Donald Trump is running on money.
He doesn't have Justin Trudeau hair, but he's got nice hair.
He's got nice hair.
I have a theory on that, actually. The conservatives should never have said that.
Why? What's the
conservatives never should have said a lot of things.
The conservatives, but the conservatives never should have said that he was good looking. Because a lot of people, and there are a lot of studies out there about that, that people that are good looking, have good looking features, can actually get further in society than people that are not.
Yeah, it's a true psychological
thing. It is a true psychological
thing.
That's
been proven.
So if you said, oh, Justin Trudeau's got nice hair, he's young, he's good looking, he's handsome, which is what they were implying, well, that might sway people that don't know any better about politics and just say, oh yeah, okay, he is a good looking guy, he's got a young family, his wife is hot, his kids are nice, he's got a good prestige. I vote for that guy over Harper, who's a fucking
robot.
Stick up his ass.
Harper was a robot with a hairdo on.
Harper was a robot with an iron
with a fucking Lego hairdo.
Ironclad 1970s hairdo.
What do you have?
Yeah, freaking albino with brown hair is what he was.
Ironclad hairdo.
He was going to lose because of his looks. That was plain and simple.
He lost.
Then Mulcair was ugly, but then Trudeau was good looking and he won.
Yeah, Mulcair was ugly.
I think it came down to that, personally.
It's like, who would you want to have sex with the most? And it was like, yeah, Trudeau. And it was like, okay, he's going to win.
So if Rona Ambrose was the leader, then we're saying that conservatives would have won?
That's possible.
Rona's but better looking than Joe.
There's more women than men to vote. 60-40.
So I should have got rid of Stephen Harper way before the election even started.
Yeah.
He already knew he was down in the polls.
Well, he basically quit on the country.
But he was the prime minister, and he can't.
Yeah.
You don't really oust the prime minister until he gets beat.
Two of his top guys quit. Before it even happened. Like, they knew that it was done.
Sure. It was like the last days in the bunker.
Rats. A bunch of rats. Isn't it true that rats jump off a sinking ship first? Yeah.